Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 506. Linking Arms with the Arm of Satan. It has been presented to me that Satan is working in ways that man does not expect. At times he puts on the robes of an angel of light, and many receive him as such a being. If we will link ourselves closely with Christ, Satan will have no power to overcome us. As we draw near to God, he draws near to us, and lifts up for us a standard against the enemy. I have been shown that some, even of those who are teachers of the Word of God, are in great danger of being overcome. I saw some linking their arms in the arm of Satan, while he talked most earnestly with them, telling them of the many things that needed to be changed in the church. Afterward, his words were repeated by those to whom he had talked. They were delighted with what seemed to them to be clearer perception and better methods of working. I say to all, be on your guard. For as an angel of light, Satan is walking in every assembly of Christian workers, and in every church, trying to win the members to his side. I am bidden to give to the people of God the warning. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. It is those who have had the most light that Satan seeks the most assiduously to ensnare. He knows that if he can deceive them, they can, under his control, clothe sin with the garments of righteousness, and lead many astray. God grant that our teachers may see and understand this, their great danger, and that they may recover themselves from the snare of Satan, and put forth redoubled efforts to save others who are exposed. My brother, do not try to reason in regard to the errors that the enemy presents. If you will receive the testimony of the Lord, reading his word with a teachable heart, and refusing to put scripture on the side of error to maintain falsehood, you will believe that I speak the truth, as a messenger of God. But if you allow the author of error to get between you and the word, your mind will bear his impress. If you will believe the message that I bear you, you will see your danger. You can then put on the gospel shoes, and walk in the pathway of truth, following the true shepherd, who knows his sheep by name, and calls them to follow him.